What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Back-to-back national championships for the UConn Huskies. They defeat Purdue 75-60, 37 from Zach Edey. And it wasn't nearly enough. This is how dominant the Huskies were. Joining us now on the hotline to break it down, it has become a great yearly tradition on the night of the championship game to talk to this person. He's a busy dude, busy all March doing games, busy during the year for FS1, did a tons of Big East games all season long, got an up-close look at the UConn Huskies. Casey Jacobson joins us now. Casey, what's happening, dude?
Jason and Mike, really good to be with you guys. I'm actually joining you right now in my hot tub in the backyard. This is how I celebrate the end of a season, end of a great season. But yeah, I had a front row seat for Big East, Big Ten. Glad to see these two teams battle it out. But I think we all knew who the best team in the country was for the last 2 months of this season. It was pretty clear UConn was head and shoulders above everyone else.
You know, I'll always remember what we talked about last year when I said, hey, what's the secret sauce for Danny Hurley? You were the first person to say, you know, he loves his guys. And he gets a lot out of it, and he loves his guys. And now, obviously, there's much more of a bullseye on him this year, and they're even better than they were last year. You got to see them a lot this year. Were there differences in the team from this year to last? What did you see this year?
Well, so when you say that, like, and I meant it. He loves his guys. You would say that most coaches love their guys, right? But what I mean, like, if you take it a step further, it's Danny Hurley coaches these guys really hard. He'll be in their face. He coaches them without barriers, without restrictions. Sometimes he uses profanity. Sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he, like, but I've seen him enough where he coaches these guys as hard as any coach, maybe outside, like, Mick Cronin also does the same at UCLA. But he loves them, and they love him in return. You can see it. And there are not a lot of coaches that coach their players as hard on a daily basis, but also get that love in return. That's pretty rare. But your question is, like, what did I see this year? I am really surprised. If you asked me at the beginning of this season, there was no way I would have made the argument that this UConn team was better than last year's. I just couldn't do it. They lost Adama Sanogo. They lost Jordan Hawkins, one of the best, if not the best, shooting guard in college basketball last year, and now, first round draft pick. Andre Jackson Jr., who I called the best role player in the country last year. They lose all three of those guys. So this is like when Florida went back-to-back in 2006 and 2007, Jason, you remember that was the exact same team. Billy Donovan brought back the same top seven scorers. This past year, UConn lost their top two scorers, and Andre Jackson, I think, was their sixth leading scorer. So three of their top six leading scorers all leave, and he replenishes. That is rare. That is something that, and not only the way that they've won the last two NCAA tournaments by dominating fashion, won all 12 games combined, all by double digits, that is rare, but that this was not the same team. It was not a completely new team, but it was a different team, and they played a different style of basketball. They asked other guys to do different stuff, and they added more wrinkles to their offense. I'm just really impressed. Dan Hurley got the Naismith Coach of the Year award the other night. I was in attendance for that. I'm a voter on that award. He absolutely deserves it for the job that he did this season.
To that end, Casey, might it be to your advantage to have that different squad? There's no complacency. There's no resting on the laurels, that he can go back with some of the messaging from the year before and keep them as hungry?
It is a good point, and I actually wonder if something like, as good of a coach as Danny Hurley is, can he wear guys out? And like, he had new guys. Not only that, but you remember last year, Donovan Klingon played a bench role. This year, he was a star role. So Donovan Klingon got new coaching because of his new position on the team. Tristan Newton, who got the MVP of the Final Four last year, but I would argue was probably their fourth best player last season, he was their most important, I thought their best player from start to finish this season. So Danny Hurley did get to coach his guys with new roles, and then you add in new players, and there is a refresh, a rejuvenation. And, that's got to be the go-to model for some of these teams, right? You want to return as many of your good players as you can, but then hit the portal and replenish and refresh and fill the voids that you need. What UConn did this year doing that was really impressive, especially Cam Spencer, who was at Rutgers last year and was just a great fit. He talked a lot of trash. They needed that. They needed one of those guys. You can't have too many Cam Spencers or it all goes to hell. But when you have if you have one or two in certain spots that give your team a real nice edge to them on the floor, I thought he played a pivotal role in that.
Well, and I love the fact that Danny Hurley got called for a turnover because he pushed Spencer towards the middle of the floor. I mean, he walked onto the floor and pushed him while the game was going on. I mean, Kim Mulkey just stands on the floor and smashes her foot. I mean, he actually walked onto the court and pushed one of his players to dribble.
It's so good. I mean, we laugh at it. Imagine being like Matt Painter and a Purdue fan and how annoyed you would be with Danny Hurley's sideline behavior.
Sure.
Like, I laugh at it. I am entertained by it. And it also goes to show you guys, I mean, I don't have to tell you, you guys have done this for a long time. When you win, we get to laugh at stuff like that. If you're a losing coach, that kind of behavior is like it's not acceptable. You can get fired, lose your job, right? but we all laugh. Oh, it's Danny Hurley, so fiery. Well, the guy's won back-to-back national champs. There's not a whole lot that he can do wrong right now.
Well, it's funny though, Casey. As that happened, and we were looking at it live on air and commenting, I go, is he thinking he's just coaching or at a practice at this point? because they were up 15 and it's under 4 minutes. Like, all right, here's what I need you to do. So now it's like a closed workout to where he's putting hands on guys to put them in position.
I just think, like, knowing Dan Hurley a little bit, I mean, I'm not like buddy-buddy with him, but I cover him enough, I interview him enough to know when the dude is, like, coaching, he's, like, completely locked in. I think he just kind of blacked out in that moment and kind of forgot that he was on the, you know, on the biggest stage in college basketball. And, like, reached out and was like, Cam, get your butt over there. And it's like, no, you can't do that, bro. Especially the ref was standing right there. But, yeah, hey, can I also say, like, hey, Purdue, I don't want to be, you know, I'm not one for, like, hey, we got to make sure that we mention the other side. But what Purdue did this season was mighty impressive to me. Mm-hmm. It really was. How they lost their game last year and the way that they lost it to FDU when they really were – the moment was too big for them, and they got scared. And outside of Zach Edey, they fell apart. And they hadn't done that all this season. But then UConn kind of exposed them a little bit. Zach Edey goes for 37 points, but outside of Braden Smith, no one else had double figures. They only go 1-for-7 from three. That is what the best teams in the country will do. It was like they – you know, Purdue had an incredible season, but when you go up against a juggernaut like UConn, the moment finally seemed a little bit too big for Purdue, but it still does not take away from the mental fortitude they had to get all the way here after what happened to them last year.
Casey Jacobson with us, Fox Sports 1 college basketball analyst. All right, Casey, I'm going to give you a really, really important job right now, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you in charge of the Kentucky basketball program. When you call Danny Hurley tomorrow, what's your offer?
Well, I say you name the price, and we'll get you all the dragon underwear that you could possibly wear. Every color, every model. We'll get you silk dragon, cotton, the stretchy ones in between. We got all that.
I need a real dragon as well, like out of the Harry Potters.
We'll get you one of those. We'll get you a real dragon, too. Don't worry about it. We're working on it.
Yeah. I think Danny Hurley will take the phone call, but actually, do you guys think he'll actually leave? Because I don't really.
No, I think they triple his salary at UConn to build empire.
What if Kentucky says, we'll buy you out $20 million a year, 7-year deal? Can you really say no to that to go to Kentucky? $20 million a year, seven. Can you say no to that? I mean, it's got to be, because the money would probably be there. Hey, we got rid of Cal, you know, cause, you know, when Calipari leaving, as he did yesterday, because he probably saw the writing on the wall, there's probably more people, more NIL supporters that will open up cash. And if you say 15, 20 million, is he to get the chance and also to go coach at Kentucky? Boy, that's tough to turn down.
It would be tough to turn down, and I wouldn't blame Dan Hurley for thinking long and hard and actually possibly taking it. But look, I ultimately don't think it'll happen. I actually don't think that Kentucky will offer that much. They'll want to think about it, but that's a lot of money that they would have to fork up to lure Danny Hurley away. Look, where the UConn I know that, like, Lexington, Kentucky, and Storrs, Connecticut, I haven't lived in either one, but Storrs is not a hotbed. It's not a thriving metropolis by any means. But where this UConn program is at the tip top of the sport from a basketball standpoint, gentlemen. It is not a step forward for Dan Hurley. Do I believe that the Kentucky job is ultimately better than the UConn job? Yes, but by barely a little bit. Like, let's put them on a list. The UConn job right now, where it currently stands, where Dan Hurley has it, is probably what, the third, maybe the fourth. That's the lowest I'll go. The fourth best job in the country. Would you leave the fourth best job in the country? Got it rolling right now with all that equity you've built for the number one job? I don't know. I may not.
Let me ask this one for you. Coach Cal, obviously, out strolling with his dog, refused comment. What is he as a coach at this point?
That's a good question. I was talking to my brother about this. 5 years ago, I was really impressed with, because what you're asking me is Coach Calipari has a legit rep as a all-time recruiter, and he loves to turn one-and-done freshmen into lottery picks. That has been his brand. And that's one way of doing things. But what you're really asking me is, does he coach well? Does he develop talent well? Well, it's actually hard to answer that question because he's been so all in on this one and done. Now, he does have, like Antonio Reeves was a senior this year. Trey Mitchell, I believe, is a senior this year. They've had some seniors here and there, but the bulk of Calipari's shtick, his deal, his brand is getting, you know, McDonald's All-Americans and getting them to play hard for 1 year. I would, if I'm ranking coaches, 5 years ago, I would have put John Calipari, not only as a recruiter, but as a coach, probably fifth or sixth. And now, if we did it, it's probably closer to 15th or 20th as far as just a coach and what I believe as he ranks amongst all of his peers right now. So he is certainly going down the list, but I still think he is a good coach. And last thing I'll say about it, guys, is as much as we want to talk about John Calipari's X's and O's, would you both agree that coaching college basketball is 50% of recruiting? What kind of talent can you get? Mm-hmm. And to that, I don't know if there's anybody better.
All right, let me leave you with this, Casey. Lastly, when the numbers come out, will more people have watched Iowa-South Carolina women's game yesterday or UConn and Purdue tonight?
Iowa and South Carolina. I think based on two factors, that just the Caitlin Clark thing, I've never seen anything like it. I have a daughter, and she's like completely like locked in my daughter, Peyton. Peyton's like, mm-hmm. She's got Caitlin Clark t-shirts, and she never wanted to watch any basketball player before. So, and I'm probably speaking for hundreds and thousands and maybe millions of dads across the country where their kids are like actually watching women's college basketball. Like, that's crazy to me. And two, their game was on a Sunday night, and this game was on a Monday night. I just feel like that Sunday plus the Caitlin Clark effect, I think they're going to, when the numbers come in, it's going to be Iowa and South Carolina.
He's on Twitter at CJacobson23. That is at CJacobson23, Fox Sports 1, college basketball analyst, with a well-deserved soak in his hot tub.
Nice.
And let me guess, you have that death grip around your phone so it doesn't fall out of your hand. Like, you made sure your hand was dry, got the death grip around it so it wouldn't fall in while we're talking.
The iPhones are waterproof, man. I wasn't worried about it at all. No turnover.
Nicely done. I'll meet you at the Portillo's down the road when you finish your soak, buddy.
Damn. Hey. All right. Thanks a bunch, Kate. Hey, we'll talk to you when Kentucky hires Danny Hurley.
Okay.
See you, Casey.
Well earned, Soka. It's been a long season of covering college basketball.
A lot of travel.
Sure. Yeah, that's how it is. Great stuff from Casey, as always. I mean, look, and the way he talks about Danny Hurley and coaching them hard and getting in their face, but they never get to the point where I know you're not looking out for me.
Right.
You get like the negativity used to sell in sports, but you can't do that as a coach anymore because players are going to tune out. And I'm not going to have you yell at me for 4 years. And I'm going to walk away thinking, oh, yeah, I'm a better man. I'm a better woman than I was when you came in. No, that doesn't work anymore. You got to coach the kids hard, but you got to know, they have to know, hey, you're having fun and I got your back. And I'm not going to do this to anything more than just making you a better player. And that's a big key. It's a huge key to what Danny Hurley does. But coming up next, Casey kind of just hit on what the big controversy coming out of this game is going to be. What is it? We'll tell you next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least,
as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For Danny Hurley, Bobby Hurley, Bob Hurley, Elizabeth Hurley, Mark Burley, Larry Moen Curley, Quinn Early, Todd Gurley, Dan Marley, Bob Turley, and Dan O'Hurley. Congratulations to the UConn Huskies, champions once again. That's not even fair how I can hit the post on that. That's not even fair.
I like the fact that you got Bob Turley in there.
Yeah.
You know, I have a memorabilia card. Somehow Bob Turley, they got down deep enough into the rosters of these things to say, he played for the Yankees. Okay. Someone will want to collect this card. You got Quinn Early.
I got Quinn Early in. I was very happy about that.
When you can get a Hawkeye legend in.
I like that.
Nicely done.
I got Dan O'Hurley in, too.
No, it's good.
Oh, Elaine, you're fired.
Oh, John O'Hurley. Yeah, yeah.
John O'Hurley. Elaine, you're fired. And Todd Gurley. When's the last time Todd Gurley was mentioned?
He's still younger than a lot of these running backs that are running around here. It's time for a comeback.
The Three Stooges.
I think I'm out of Hurley. They did have Hurley Joe, though, was one of the, like, when Larry Moen, like, Curley left, like, I don't know, I think there might have been a wage war or something, or he's holding out, like, it was, you know, television.
Well, maybe they just got salty.
It was Larry Moen, Hurley Joe for a while, but then I think Curley came back. Like, they settled his monetary differences.
You mean Curley Joe?
No, I think it was Hurley Joe.
No, it's Curley Joe.
Was Curley Joe?
Yeah.
So they replaced Curley with Curley Joe.
Correct. And so, don't forget Shemp.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Yeah, Shemp was, yeah. Yeah, Shemp. But that doesn't rhyme with Hurley.
No, I get that.
All right. I think I'm done. I think I got all the Hurleys in.
I think that's pretty good.
I don't think there was anybody. There's also the Hurley clothing line. But, I mean, they do pretty well. So
I'll poke you in the eyes like Curly did. Mo did Curly.
Hey, Mo. Say,
Bobby Hurley.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trying to look at the rest of these guys. English footballer Chris Hurley from way back in the day.
No. Come on.
What about the brand Hurley?
That's what I'm saying. I just said the brand Hurley.
I just
said that, Grandpa. I just said the clothing line Hurley.
What do you know about Hurley?
I just said that. Hurley's always something I walk by and I go, yeah, those sizes are too small for me. Like, everything in Hurley is like, oh, here it is. We have all the great sizes, small and medium. Oh, great. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people want to see on the bench, on the beach.
Not wearing those.
I'll tell you what, though. You know what? Tonight we got to witness a coronation. We finished the story for the UConn Huskies.
We did. And now we can get to what the biggest controversy of this is going to be, because there is going to be one. I already saw people are gearing up for this a little bit.
Because he put his son in to dribble the ball out at the end of the game?
And no one take the ball.
Nepotism!
No one take the ball away from my son. He's going to dribble the ball out, okay? All right, great. is that one shining moment played, I think, 11:52? East Coast time, yeah. I think, 11:52, I think, one shining moment. There's already, and I can tell, another night. Here's the national championship starting at 9:20 on the East Coast, right? And believe me, I understand the whole, hey, don't you want more people watching? Don't you want that? You know what? Stay up later, don't. Right, that's how I feel about if you're upset about the game being on at night, being done at 11:20 at night. Stay up later, don't. Well, I'd like to stay up, but I have work the next day. Okay, then obviously the game doesn't mean that much to you, and it's not that big a deal, right? For the people who have to get
a bleeping cup of coffee and go to work.
For the people who have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah, I understand that kind of sucks because then you're looking. But for most everybody, it's I got to get up and go to work. It's one night, all right. First of all, there's something special about staying up late for a sporting event. You don't do it that often. Nobody stays up late to watch anything on TV anymore unless it's a sporting event. Because everything else is taped the next day or it's streaming. You don't have to wait for a time. No one watches broadcast television. I'm staying up late to watch the season finale of season 21 of Grey's Anatomy. Okay, great. That's what I need. Oh, sorry, season 22 is coming.
Well, unfortunately, fortunately, I have the seat here with you. But yeah, I have to watch it on DVR.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have my rapt attention. Are they finally going to get rid of this character? Let's go.
I know somebody who's watching right now that just one of Zoe's friends just started binging it in the second season. I said, what are you up to so far? She goes, oh, I think Meredith just died. And I said, yeah, keep watching. Yeah, just
give it a little more time.
Yeah, keep watching. Keep watching.
You
Meredith
spoiled
Greg,
it for her, didn't
keep,
you?
Keep, but no, I just said, keep watching. Keep watching. She's the only one that stayed with the show and for you, 22 years.
And then you
years.
Just kept yelling, Bobby Ewing.
Ellen Pompeo's the only one that stayed with the show. She's been on it from the everybody else has left like 17 times over. Just keep watching. I think you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Just keep watching. But there's something special about staying. I remember staying up late when I was a kid to watch national championship games.
Oh, I used to have to bargain with my parents that I won't be a pain in the ass in the morning. We did it with my kids.
So you lied to them. So you just absolutely lied to them.
It was their fault if they didn't realize early on that was my natural disposition.
They didn't realize I was lying to them. Straight up lying to them. That's on
me. No, that I was going to be a pain
That's
in the ass regardless.
That's what I said. That you were lying about not being a pain in the ass. It's, look, you don't set... So nobody ever stays up late anymore. No one's able to watch something different on TV, to watch something new. I mean, this is such a tired thing, but I can already tell, and I've already seen. It's way too late.
Yeah,
it's
even all before tip off.
Just then go to bed. Don't watch it. Right? I feel that the Kevin Durant line: if you don't like it, don't watch. That's out there. Right? I mean, yes. Does it suck because some kids who really want to watch are going to have to go to bed early because they're not allowed to stay up past 11 o'clock? Yeah, but you know what? It's not 1975 anymore. You know, it's not when you and I were growing up. And I guarantee you, everybody who complains about staying up late is over the age of 55.
Yeah, but the stats also tell me that half the kids aren't going to school anyway.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm taking the day off.
In terms of truancy.
I was up late for the national title game, so I'm taking today off.
Hey, man, if you can get Bruce Springsteen to sign a letter to say I'm going to be late tomorrow, I'm taking a day off, man, why can't you do it for the national title game?
But he ratted Larry David out. Blank him.
That's right. But that is true. But in terms of the, you know, the workforce, you have paid time off. Take a day off. This week is spring break for a lot of people. So maybe you stay up naturally.
But even if it's not, because let's say, because the people complaining, like, oh, it's too late for it. And I guarantee you, it's everybody who is over 55. Well, yeah, it is tougher to stay up late. So you know what? Take a nap, do something, or don't watch. You don't have to watch.
Stimulants out there for you.
You do not have to watch. You can have coffee. You can have soda. You can do many things. What's the show I'm watching now? I'm streaming a show where one of the characters like drinks coffee and Coke at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, all right, there you go.
There's
many things you can do, but to complain about this, I feel like it started at 9:20 since I was a kid. Right, you're going into the early 80s where the national title game is at 9:20 at night. Look, do I wish I got to stay up later to watch game? Like, do I wish I got to stay up? Because I remember not being allowed to stay up late to watch North Carolina State Houston. Right, when Lorenzo Charles slammed dunk. Right, I remember not being allowed. The first one I was allowed to stay up watch all the way through was Villanova Georgetown in 1985. Right, that's the first one, but. It's really not. No one's being affected. You're not going to get way more viewers. Complaining, it's like you're complaining just because I want to complain about
something.
But
that's the other point that you have to do with this. These people are not morons that are deciding that it tips off at that time, right? You've done the math. You've done the viewing habits. You've talked to your advertisers, sponsors, and all your partners. That's how you decide on a time. It's not haphazard. It's not, let's throw a dart at a wall. It's tied and time-tested and true. Just like you're mentioning Grey's Anatomy, go back to when the heyday of our favorite reference point of NYPD blew up. You were figuring out what was the optimum time for this show, for your audiences that are going to come in and that are in your viewing demographic target. 9:20 is where you get there. Because guess what? If it was 8:20, it would have been moved years ago. Right, for everybody else, because you're also trying to balance East Coast and get some semblance of, I get it, there was no West Coast team represented here. It was yet another loss for the Big Ten tournament, for the Big Ten in a title game, 0-8 since Michigan State all those years ago. But you're trying to maximize your audience. Don't tell me they don't know how to do this and that they haven't pulled all the algorithms to figure out the optimum time. It's not just,
look,
hey, a couple of people got pissed and did a go change.org petition. No.
Look, let's just think about it this way, right? Think about it this way, because let's take it outside of sports. We just mentioned Grey's Anatomy, right? I think year 22, I think you're 22.
21, 22, 20, 22 whatever like that. It is.
Yeah. 22, 21,
I think they had a 20 in the graphics, yeah. So they're going into 21, but either way.
When everybody used to watch network television, and some people still do. I mean, I don't know why, but some people still do. I can't tell you the last network show I watched.
Yesterday's game.
Network drama or sitcom. But what was always the case? What were always the highest rated shows? The 10 p.m. dramas. ER, NYPD Blue,
yeah.
And they didn't say, hey, you know what, we'll get more people to watch ER if we put it on at 8 o'clock. No, so sometimes you want a little bit more mature theme, so you put it on at 10 o'clock. There is not one network that would say, hey, putting on at 10 o'clock is hurt, we're going to put that thing on at 8. No, they know they're getting that big viewership, and it used to go into news. They put stuff on at 10 o'clock, and people watch. And people still put the big dramas on.
It was the thing that led into the local news, which garnered huge ratings.
Right.
Again, times change.
Right. But it's not like people have decided, hey, I'm not staying up late anymore. Viewing habits are different because now most of the streaming shows they hit, we don't have to stay up late. You watch them whenever you want, and that's fine. It's on demand. We want more convenience. But sports staying up late to watch, it's not many times that's asked of you. The Super Bowl, you talk about championship games. The Super Bowl is on a Sunday night. Oh, it's all, but it starts 6:30. You're absolutely fine. Some World Series games were at night. They end at 11:30, but they start 7:30, 8 o'clock. In the NBA, same thing. Do you get a little bit later start sometimes when a team is on the West Coast? Sure, but that's how it goes because you have to give people a chance to get to the game that are there. It's not like the sports landscape is dotted with all kinds of times. Well, you want to stay, you got to pick your time to stay up late. This is the time you stay up late. It's a national championship game in college basketball. Stay up late or don't. It doesn't matter. This is not the worst thing. Nobody is being robbed of a chance. You could choose to stay up late if you want to. No one is saying you absolutely have to go to bed. And what you're telling me is then, if it's too late to stay up, that means every single night I'm in bed by 9 o'clock, and I got the blinds over my eyes, and I got the earplugs in, and I never stay up past 9 o'clock at night. I never stay up. Now nothing could especially keep up, and I wake up at 5 so I can go do the rowing machine. All the time. You never stay up late. That's a load of crap.
Because I mean, look, if anything screams America in 2024, it's about continuity and discipline.
Continuity and discipline. I like that. That's good.
I mean, really, if you think about person to person, think about everybody listening, the people you know.
Continuity and discipline.
Discipline is what they're all about. Yeah. You know what? The doctor said I probably shouldn't eat that cheesecake.
Let's have cheesecake.
You know what? Add an extra layer of chocolate sauce for me, will you? Doctor says I need to cut back on the soda consumption, the carbonation.
Give me more
messing
soda.
Messing with my stomach. All right, just give me the diet soda. No!
The only continuity I want is when I haven't seen a show in a few days and I need the previously on Bosch. Oh, good, they're going to catch me up.
No,
okay,
no,
good.
So you catch
good,
up.
Good, good. That's what's
but
going
like
on. Okay,
all
good.
Of this, right? Yeah, yeah. You can't adjust your sleep pattern, maybe your morning routine. There, you normally sit and scroll for 20 minutes. Maybe you don't do that tomorrow because you can stay up and watch the game. Go figure.
It's the biggest fake thing. Oh, it's way too late to stay.
Jason, come on.
Stay up late.
You got to give the East Coast a pass today. They got their retinas burned out around noon.
That is true.
Well, the White Sox players did, and that's why they couldn't hit today.
No, the fans did because they had to watch the game.
No, it's it all plays together, 100%.
Biggest fake controversy there is, the late start time of the National Championship.
But it's the other thing, right? You don't like it, don't watch. But also, if you cared enough, you'll do it. If not, it's not that important.
Just like anything else.
So move on.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, as we continue to break down UConn and their national championship back-to-back after their defeat of Purdue, what will this NCAA college basketball tournament be remembered for? The answer isn't what you think. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios, where the UConn men are champs once again. They blow past Purdue 75-60 to win the national championship back-to-back. First team to do that since Florida back in 06-07. And when you ask, say, okay, now that we've seen this tournament in its totality, how are we going to remember this tournament? Right? How do we remember this men's tournament? We did see the two best teams in the country play at the end. We saw a team that dominated the regular season say, hey, we're the best team in the regular season, prove they're the best team in the tournament. They finished with a better plus-minus in overall victory margins in the history of the tournament. UConn wins. Hey, it's great seeing excellence. How is this going to be remembered? And it's not going to be how you think, because it's not going to be about the men's tournament. It's not going to be about upsets that we saw early. This is going to be remembered as, oh, the year the women had the bigger tournament. That's how this is going to be remembered, because everywhere we've been the last couple weeks, it's been Caitlin Clark and Iowa playing against LSU, the highest rated women's game ever. And then, look, we told you every game is going to be more higher rated than the last as long as Caitlin Clark is playing in it. That sure was true against UConn on Friday night, and then the championship game on Sunday against South Carolina, most watched basketball game in the last 5 years anywhere. It's going to be known as this is the year the women's tournament took center stage, because you want to break down ratings. And yeah, overall, many more people are watching the men's tournament than the women's tournament.
100%.
But more people are watching Iowa and Caitlin Clark than are watching the top games in the men's tournament. This is going to be that year. Oh, that was Caitlin Clark's year. Hey, oh, remember when UConn won back-to-back? Oh, that was Caitlin Clark's year. That's how this is going to go down, which, again, is, you know, the 9,000th time you've heard about how far women's sports have come, but it's true. You see this. This is the tournament. The women were bigger. The women were a bigger deal, more attention. Didn't hurt that you had controversy. The end of the game against UConn.
Sure.
You had the controversy with LSU and Kim Mulkey going into it. You had those storylines coming in, coming out of it, going into the national title game, and a team going for undefeated perfection. You had everything you need. You had all the storylines you needed, and that's a big deal. But that's how this is going to be the year the women's tournament was bigger than the men's tournament. That's
controversy, big stars. I mean, because from the women's game, you also had a bunch of individual players on each of those squads that broke through, right? From Clark to Beckers to Juju Watkins. Keep on going down the line, right? Obviously, South Carolina wins. And we know about Cardoso, and we know about some of the stars that are coming out of that squad, and Dawn Staley's a star in her own right, for sure. On the men's side, a lot of the stars were coaches for years. The way the game has changed, and players, we don't have that same connection because of the portal, the one and done, all of that contributes.
When you want to say college basketball has lost stars, I believe that, because when you don't see the same players from year to year,
it's very difficult.
Sure.
Right? We talked about UConn lost three of their best players, and they're a better team this year than they were last year, right? What helped the women's game? Caitlin Clark, right? She hit the perfect. She hit the scene last year. The midway end part of the season last year, Caitlin Clark became a household name, and it was overnight she became the biggest star in all of basketball.
Well, you looked at the ratings even for last year, how huge they were.
And you knew she was coming back for this year, so you had that built in.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's that big a player in college basketball is going to the NBA. So you're never going to have that again. So again, this is not anything bad. I'm not saying it's anything bad. This is just the way the games have changed.
The evolution.
Right? And it was because you have players coming back now because, okay, so this year, going from last year to this year, we knew Caitlin Clark is coming back. Angel Reese is coming back. The two big stars in college basketball. Okay, that's great. Now you know coming in next year, okay, Flo J. Johnson is coming back next year for LSU. So you know some of the players who are going to come back and continue to play. And that helps. That helps the relevancy because once you see these other names, as you're tuning in for Caitlin Clark, they're going to become big names themselves. Now, not as big as Caitlin Clark, but it's easier when there's more continuity like that. If a player is that big a deal, this is it. It's like, okay, see you later. I know you're going to the NBA. And that's hard to top. And I don't know that we're going to be able to not say that again at some point. Obviously, you need somebody who's a transcendent star like Caitlin Clark. We've seen somebody dominate college basketball like Steph Curry because that's kind of what she is. If we get another player that's a different kind of dominant, that could be something that pushes us through. You have another tournament like this, but this year it's going to be the one where the women's tournament was a bigger deal. Not that more people watched it. More people watched Caitlin Clark than the big games. Overall, more people watched the men. Women's tournament was a bigger deal.
Yeah, it's the focus of it, right? And even if we start going into the socials, when we talk with Casey Jacobson mentioning his daughter watching, well, she sat and watched games. You know, my daughters might not sit and watch giant chunks of games with me, but they certainly did down the stretch. They knew what was going on. You know why? TikTok and Instagram and highlight videos of Angel Reese, of Caitlin Clark, and all of these superstars, and the fact that you had some built-in rivalry. Look at the men's side. What do you got right now? Kentucky? No.
Kentucky-Arkansas is a big rivalry now because Calipari's leaving.
But, like, Duke. People our age hate Duke. Are they as hateable as they were? No. Coach K's not there to yell at you about court storming. And that history's gone. Right? Shire's not hateable. Mm-hmm. Filipowski had a moment because he tripped a guy. Like, oh, it's a throwback. He can become the... No, he's not that guy.
No. He's not Grayson. He got tripped. He didn't trip. He's not Grayson Allen. He got tripped.
Gotcha.
He's tripping a guy.
But the point is that you go down the line and there's not that same level of angst. A lot of those principals have left, and we talked about it, right? Boeheim's not there. So you don't say, oh, there he is again, and you watch Syracuse, and you're either cheering or hate-watching, you know, him or other coaches of that ilk. They're not there anymore. The game has changed, and viewing habits have as well. We'll see how it continues.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome. We have more on the big dominant night for UConn. Plus, what happens now with Calipari and Kentucky? Keep it here. The controversy reigns.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.